Hey, it's Kathy, and this is Beyond the Plate Heard, the audio newsletter where I share what's on my plate literally and figuratively. From culinary insights to restaurants and recipes, it's everything I'm seeing, tasting, and talking about in just a few minutes. This isn't a peer-reviewed culinary journal. It's just my take on what I'm into at the moment. So let's dive in, and I hope you all take something from my plate. All right, we got a big one today. First up is Zarella Restaurant. This is the latest and greatest from Boca Restaurant Group, and it's a kitchen collab between Chef Lee Wolin and Chef Chris Pandel. Zarella is in the former GT Fish space in the River North area of Chicago, and it's basically a neighborhood pizzeria and taverna. I've shared restaurants on this audio newsletter that I have been to and ones I want to go to. I have not been to Zarella yet. They just opened in March and have been crushing it, and I really want to go soon. Lee Wolin and Chris Pandel are truly two of my favorite chefs in Chicago. Lee is behind Boca, Alla Vida, Gigi's, and Chris Pandel is behind Swift & Sons and Sierra. I'm constantly recommending their restaurants. The Zarella space has been completely redone into a classic Italian eatery. Even though I haven't been, I can say with full confidence if these two chefs are behind it, it's a win. As for the food, there are a couple different types of pizza styles. They do an artisan style and a tavern style, which is thin and crispy and cut into squares. And they have a bunch of other menu items as well, from entrees and salads to small bites that all sound delicious. Some of the specialty pies that caught my eye and sound ridiculously good are the spicy vodka with pickled peppers and mozzarella pizza, and a carbonara with Framani smoked pancetta, pecorino, and egg pizza. Shout out Framani, great stuff. These all sound so good. You can find all the links and handles I mentioned in the show notes. Okay, up next, something that recently caught my eye. It was an Instagram post from a friend of mine, Chef David Ruiz. I want to first tell you quickly about David and then the post, so bear with me. But you should know about David. He's a fascinating guy. He's the executive chef at the Overland Park Convention Center. Why am I telling you about a chef affiliated with a convention center? Here's why. David's wildly talented. He has a really innovative approach to food and really committed to sustainability as a whole. I mean, he's sourcing produce and proteins locally in the Kansas City area at a convention center where he's cooking for up to 3,500 people at a time. He's cooked in restaurants across the country, including a restaurant he once owned in New Mexico. His food is like mind-blowingly beautiful, and you should really follow him on Instagram. You'll see what I mean once you see it. David's a leader and just a really strong voice in food culture. So he recently shared something from one of his buddies named Kyle, who's back in New Mexico, who's doing some really amazing fermentation work. Kyle has a company called NM Chilijang, which is a New Mexican gochujang. If you're not familiar with gochujang, it's a spicy paste used in Korean cooking. It's made from red chili peppers, fermented soybeans, rice, and salt. If you've had Korean food, you've likely had gochujang. It's used in marinades, sauces, soups. So this New Mexican version, it looks unreal and really excited to get my hands on it. It's not for sale yet, but it will be soon. But you could check out Kyle's story on his website, and I'm already a fan of his and what he does and the story behind it. As always, I will add all the links and handles I mentioned in the show notes. Next up is a crispy rice topper recipe. This recipe was a component to a salad that my wife added to our shared Instagram food folder. I'm using Instagram food in air quotes. Pretty sure she got it from Kale Junkie. I made it once and it was a winner, and I've since made it again and again. And going into summertime, highly recommend this as a topping to salads and really any vegetable dish it'd probably be delicious with. It adds a really good texture and flavor to a bunch of different dishes. It's pretty easy to make. It's basically cooked rice, which you'd use for making fried rice, that gets tossed together with different flavor agents, in this case, tamari or soy sauce. They add some chili crisp and some sesame oil. It gets tossed together, laid out on a baking sheet, and toasted or baked in the oven for about 30 minutes. It's just a delicious, crispy, crunchy, chewy, spicy addition to a lot of things. We love it. I will add the recipe we use in the show notes, and you can go ahead and play around with it and make it yourself. Next, a quick and important note on something moving on Capitol Hill. If this sounds a little serious, well, it is. Please, please stick with me here. Right now, Congress is debating massive, massive cuts to SNAP. SNAP, which formerly known as food stamps. If you're not familiar, this is our nation's first line of defense against hunger, truly. These rollbacks are going to take food off the table for millions of families, hitting people who can least afford it the hardest. It's not people who may just be out of work that depend on it. This includes people that work one or two or more jobs to help put food on the table for their family and really to make ends meet. I am asking, if you work in food, whether you're a chef, restaurateur, culinary professional, this is a moment for you to speak up. Share our strength, No Kid Hungry, with leadership from my boss, Rachel Ray, who's been a supporter of Share Our Strength for over 20 years, has organized a letter to Congress from the culinary community, and we need your voice. If you think signing your name to a letter doesn't do anything, I can confidently say that it does. It helps, I promise. There are chefs and culinary industry professionals from all 50 states that have already signed on to this letter, with more signing on by the day. You can sign on now at nokidhungry.org/chefs. And if you're not in the food or culinary industry but wondering how you may be able to help, you can go to nokidhungry.org/protectSNAP to learn more and make your voice heard. This matters. Please do not stay quiet while millions of kids in our country are literally facing hunger and hardship. I will tell you firsthand that many, many years ago, I thought this sounded silly, and how would my name on a letter or my voice in writing an email to a member of Congress or other decision maker do anything? I'm here to tell you it does something. So thank you for listening. You can find all the links and handles I mentioned in the show notes. Next up, a book. Okay, I first learned about Chef Joshua McFadden from my friend Darcy and Frank for a cookbook club we did. Frank had been raving about this book called Six Seasons for a long time. I finally got it, cooked a few things out of it, and everything was A+. I've since suggested it to countless people, and everyone loves this book. Everything is just really thoughtful. It's based on seasonality, simplicity, and just really delicious. Joshua then published a second book called Grains for Every Season and just announced his third book called Six Seasons of Pasta, which comes out September 30th. I'm really psyched about this. It's all about dried pasta and pairing it with what's in season. It sounds pretty simple, but I could already imagine this one is going to be a staple in many kitchens. Joshua's from Wisconsin. He's worked in some of the best kitchens in New York City and other cities, and he is now based in Portland, Oregon. So there's a book you need to pre-order, and here's a book that is already out that you can order now. It's from Chef David Neufeld. He's in San Francisco, and he has a new book out called Dad, What's for Dinner? It has life-saving recipes to avoid meltdowns, have fun in the kitchen, and keep your kids well-fed. Kind of sounds like a book every parent may need. He wrote this book to share practical tips, streamline mealtime, and help parents and caregivers feel confident in the kitchen. This all sounds pretty brilliant to me. David's an award-winning chef in San Francisco. He's worked with some of the best chefs in the world. He has Kefiko and a number of other restaurants in the Bay Area. And beyond that, I've got to give him a shout out for the work he does in the community. He's a co-founder of the Independent Restaurant Coalition, which played a huge role in lobbying for financial relief for independent restaurants during the pandemic. One last thing before I leave you. I get a lot of texts from friends and family asking for cooking or other culinary related advice. What knives should they buy? What pots and pans? So on and so forth. So recently, a friend who also happens to be an amazing home cook texted that his Cuisinart finally bit the dust. He asked what brands or models he should be looking at. So I thought I'd share my response to this one here because who knows, maybe it will help someone else. I told him Cuisinart still makes solid machines. My mother-in-law had hers from like the 70s and wanted a new bowl for hers since she loves it so much. She wound up getting a whole new Cuisinart machine anyway. I use a KitchenAid Professional Series. It's heavy duty and great. I'm not sure they still make that exact model anymore, but I do appreciate that KitchenAid is always innovating, so it's worth a look. There are more expensive brands out there, but sometimes all you really need is an on, off, and a pulse button. Thanks for listening to Herd, a production of Beyond the Plate. You can find all the links and handles I mentioned in the show notes. If you liked this, then tap the follow button and tune in for more Herd, where I share what I'm seeing, tasting, and loving lately in food and hospitality. And if your friends and family may enjoy it, I hope you'll share it with them. Until next time.